Another Tennessee National FFA officer. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I was completely shocked, but I felt very blessed, excited, and humbled by the entire experience. It was amazing to run up on that stage.
That's James Flatt from Lebanon, Tennessee, and he was selected to serve as the Southern Region Vice President for the National FFA during the group's 83rd National Convention last week held in Indianapolis.
It has sunk in, just because, you know, it's like they tell us when we walk off that stage, it's yours. You have to do with it what you will, and you have 1 year to do it. As a team, as individuals, that's our year. So starting day one, second one, it's ours to do with it what we will and to make an impact as a team.
Flatt will serve as national officer for the next year with five other team members. They were selected from a group of 36 candidates during the convention after going through an arduous interview process. And now he'll be traveling across the country as an ambassador for the FFA, looking to make an even bigger impact on his fellow FFA members.
As far as goals, we've been thinking about the message of FFA and ways that we want to spread it throughout the year, but we don't exactly know what those ways are just yet. We know that we want to impact lives and make a difference in people's lives through a year of service, but we also have a great staff here at National FFA that is a part of our team.
And our congratulations to James Flatt, the new Southern Region Vice President for the National FFA. He's a Wilson Central FFA chapter member and a former Tennessee State FFA president. He's currently a student at Tennessee Tech University majoring in agriculture business, and he succeeds Chelsea Dawes from Eagleville, who served this past year also as a National FFA officer. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.